Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Moment of the day!
Now, I am a newcomer here. I want you guys to invite me back, assuming my normal handlers would then let me come back to be with you. The last thing I want to do is cause tension within this group, but I think I did that when I mentioned the fact that J. Cole performed at halftime last night, and at least it started nicely with things like this.
He lobbed the ball up for the dunk. It was actually very impressive. I thought that was him.
It might have been. I mean, I'll trust you. You want to go with it?
Yeah, let's just go with it.
He does have a song that has 500 million downloads. But
what's the name of that song?
Explicit.
Can you just play 3 seconds of it?
The name of the song is called No Role Models. No Role Models.
Oh, you moron.
Oh, boy. Oh, I'm the moron. But the guy who spells it wrong is not.
He hates Models.
No, listen. He spells Models. I had to sound it out because I'm intelligent. M-O-D-E-L-Z. That's not Models. That's not Models. That's Models.
It's Models.
Yeah, but still, your brain should be able to finish that off.
It did right after I said it.
But then there was a lot of yelling between Jerry and Al, and I didn't like that. I don't want to cause those problems. I hope you guys are friends again.
You're good.
Is this going to be, it has to be a podcast topic. You guys are going to have to work
this out. I can't do the podcast today, so maybe tomorrow.
No. Wow.
That was predetermined.
The hits keep coming.
Yes. Oh, okay. I've got baseball today.
Well, it would have been a podcast topic, and you guys would have talked it out, because I think there was some real, not that you guys were angry at one another, but there was some genuine
We
emotions.
Disagree.
Yes, but it seemed like it
could have been a very awkward ride home also. They didn't like it.
We did not drive, that's true.
Especially if we were listening to 2 Chainz while on the way.
Which I don't
Nailed
listen to.
It.
And you know I don't listen to that.
You do not. Jerry listens to classic rock and new rock.
We actually like the same music K-Rock. For the most part.
There was a moment there, because Bogish and I have known each other now for a while, but there was a moment in that argument between you two guys where we exchanged a look like this just got real.
You know that guy, Jerry Recco?
Good
like
Lord.
His poop
No,
stinks.
No.
I know. Like, it was one of those like understood. We looked at each other like, okay. It went from fun to weird in like 30 seconds.
Nah.
Well, this is when I knew like Al was locked in. Is like I had said something to try to like calm it down and get out of it, you know, something that was supposedly witty, and you just barreled right through it to slam down another take on Jerry. Like, what if? And I said, oh God, I said, this isn't going anywhere.
Al's very difficult to argue with.
Well, that's probably as good arguer.
He's smart.
Then. Yeah, right. Exactly.
I think
how to argue.
Jerry and I both like to argue, not with each other, but in general.
I would agree.
So it's a fun.
And neither one liked to give.
Right, so you're just two stubborn guys, just like two rams.
I don't judge anyone.
All right. Thank you, Bogish. It was nice having you back.
Yeah, see you guys in 5 years.
See you, Andrew.
Oh, boy. Hey, hey,
hey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.